What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. We kick off this 7 o'clock hour. Alan Poupart, publisher of Miami Dolphins on SI, host of All Dolphins podcast, going to join us at 8 o'clock, and we'll get rolling with Poupart, who I enjoy talking to and actually enjoy playing a little tennis with him from time to time as well.
Where does he rank as far as the writers that you play?
You know what? That's
he's one of the better players, right?
Yeah, when he plays, when he has a chance to play a lot, he's
Do you think I was going to ask you to rank all the writers?
Yeah, I thought you were about
I was talking about tennis only. I was going to ask you to rank the writers.
I think you're actually going to ask me which
really
guys
stir things up this morning. Why don't you tell us which writers you like and which you don't?
Well, listen, everybody's got their favorite writers / podcasters because they do a combination of both now.
And you know, I noticed that when I was working with Omar on Friday, there's some people that seem to like and there's some that seem to dislike. Strongly.
I
noticed that. Because now we have an open feed on our comments here.
But so I'll say this So Omar does have a people that strongly disagree with him on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think he knows that, right? When he says things.
I don't think it bothers him, no.
Yeah.
No.
I think he understands that. And listen, Omar probably says more things that anybody else that I totally disagree with, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he has strong opinions on stuff.
No. And it's good. You know where he stands. Yeah. And he digs in.
He likes who he likes.
Oh, yeah. He's got favorites.
He brought up, who did he bring up on Friday? He brought up Xavier Howard.
See?
Yeah. Hey, man, you like who you like.
No. And he thinks Xavier could still help this team.
He's got a lot of good radio fraud in him, though, which I like.
Well, you got to have a little bit of radio fraud.
Yeah.
You got to have a short memory on what you said. You mean that stuff? you know what? I know I never said this, but hey, I think this guy. So yeah, it's and everybody's got their favorites, man. I see the comments. Oh, you're the best. And that guy does. Oh, you're the only one who will say this and way to go. So the quarterback thing was kind of the headliner the other day, and it always is. Zach Wilson got to throw a lot of footballs in the first half. Quinn Ewers had a really good second half, completed a lot of passes, threw a couple of touchdowns. Zach had one, could have had a couple more, to be honest. Zach missed a deep post pattern down the middle with a big arm. If there's one guy I thought, we're going to put it out there and underthrew it, and he missed a guy in the end zone. Missed a guy wide open in the end zone, running to the corner or a crossing route where it's freeing up over towards the corner, and there was nobody around him. He got the ball out just a little too far in front. I'm sure he'd like to have both those back. But
how has he been, though, as far as, like, your expectations? Did you expect this to be a Sam Darnold rehab job?
That's a great question. So I knew about his strong arm because when he got there with the Jets, I go down and watch him.
You don't get drafted there without an arm.
Right. Okay. He can do some things. So I thought, and I have learned, that it's going to take a while to learn this all. I am convinced this offense is passing is made for Tua and nobody else. And the other guy's got to work a lot harder at it, and it doesn't happen overnight. Zach not playing at all last year really hurts him, in my opinion. He hasn't played really since the Jets. Mm-hmm. He played preseason last year for Denver, if you want to throw that in there. But they're definitely getting him ready to be the backup. Definitely. And he needs to play another half this week. He needs all the snaps he can get. He got better. He got better in this game, and he looked more comfortable. So did Quint Ewers look. You agree? Quint Ewers looked a lot better. Made some good throws. Those guys could have had a couple more completions, you know, and guys had a chance. But I thought Zach could be maybe a little better.
Okay. That's fair.
Tribe's getting around to answering your question.
Because you thought Mike was going to like rehab this guy and
right away,
magic switch. And
I did.
I mean, it's been what, a month?
So they do believe that Zach Wilson is going to be, if he has to play, is going to be better than Skylar Thompson was last year.
Well, I would hope so.
So the other thing that our quarterbacks, there's no game plan for him yet. It's just pretty basic, right? The blitzes, there were some blitzes thrown in, and Zach got hit up the middle, got the crap knocked out of him, and didn't see it. A ball went up, popped straight up in the air. Could have been a disaster. So you're not really game planning for that. A lot of your young guys up front haven't seen a lot of that stuff yet, I guess. So anyway, but we're going to keep both those guys, and they got a couple weeks to keep, you know, the game slows down. I noticed the game kind of slowed down for both guys. I honestly, Zach Wilson, Quinn Ewers were in a good situation because I thought the pass protection was really good overall in that game. Didn't you notice?
I agree.
I'm not saying the run blocking, but even the run blocking end of the game, they opened up some nice holes. So I guess the O-line is getting better because the pass protection going against twos and threes against their twos and threes gave those guys a chance to look good.
Yeah, well, good news is probably couldn't have gotten a whole heck of a lot worse than we saw early on, but.
So Zach is number two, Quinn is number three, and they're both going to be on the team. And they're going to be on the team, so you can stop trying to cut Quinn Ewers when he doesn't play, you know, or because the uncertainty of Tua staying healthy.
Yes.
They can no longer just go, hey, we're going two guys, you got to stay healthy. You know, they're not going to do that. Not and they're making a real effort right now to get Zach Wilson ready to go. And Quinn Ewers ready to go because he'd be the next guy up. And by the way, you go, well, that's kind of – you want to see how many quarterbacks? I can go back and show you how many quarterbacks
play. You make it to QB3 this season.
Yeah.
You're in tank mode, essentially, right?
We're playing with fire.
Because that means your offensive line's a disaster.
Then you go out and you – pick somebody else up to come in.
Then you just start talking about draft picks early.
That's
when we start calling Tony Pauline like a month into the season.
Yeah.
And start going top picks.
Yeah. What's the quarterback class look like and all that stuff? You know, we don't want to get there yet. No. So the other one is that we've talked about this morning and all over the place. We got some really tough decisions are going to be made. Really tough because you're in really good shape. The defensive line. You're going to most likely keep all three draft picks, right? I would imagine they're going to keep them. By the way, Jordan Phillips looked unbelievable. He really is playing well.
Well, that's the strength of your team, right? That's it right there.
Those young guys look like
they do well. We asked about the identity of the team. That's got to be it for now, right?
Yes, and Ollie Gordon has come on. I don't know if anybody's really surprised. He led the country in rushing 2 years ago. And last year, whatever reason wasn't, but he's back running really hard and looks like he's getting more comfortable. He's a strong running dude. He looks like he's going to be the guy that runs the ball inside for sure. When we need that yard, he is. I mean, he delivers a blow when he gets in there, 225 pounds. So he's looked great. Jordan Phillips coming on, and your 1 and 2 picks are where they need to be right now. They're getting better and. You can see, and everybody goes, oh, don't worry about those two. Even the mistakes they make, they're going to be kicking ass here real soon. So you're not worried about them. But everybody is talking about the cornerback position. Safety's going to be fine, I think. Pass rushers, you're going to have to probably get rid of somebody that's pretty damn good right now because they're backup pass rushers. Look pretty good. They got a group of guys there that can play. But the cornerback position right now, outside of Storm Duck, you ever think that, Woody? We say Storm Duck is, five starts last year, whatever it was. He's a guy. He's like, mm-hmm. Storm Duck has been consistent, came in and said, hey, fellas, there might be some open competition. Ain't going to be my job. And now we're looking for that combination of consistency. And you got to be on the field to have consistency too, right? And nobody's getting hurt on purpose. But you also, you got to be productive, man. You can't get beat. You got to be able to trust guys. That's been part of this thing the last couple of years. Hey, can we trust you?
Well, it seems to me like it's going to come down to the defensive line. And if teams have time to throw, the Dolphins are going to get picked apart.
Yes.
Right. That seems to be how this is going to go down.
So I think the other thing that he's going to drop into a lot of zone. He's just not going to put somebody in a situation where they're playing man-to-man with no help. That's not going to happen. They're going to have safeties helping. They're going to double some guys. And the zone coverage, honestly, has got to get a lot better, too, from what we've seen from the other guys. That thing's got to tighten up. Just because you mean zone and you drop into different areas, your eyes got to read the ball better and get a better jump on the football and get closer to some of the receivers that we've watched run around so far.
I just hope they have one hell of a game plan for this Indianapolis game, man. I mean, this game has such a big feel to it for an early season game.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Just huge to me.
This first game of the season.
That's the kind of team you have to beat.
Nobody's going to be talking about what happened in Detroit. Nobody's going to be talking about what happened in Chicago.
No.
Nobody's going to be talking about Jacksonville this week. All anybody's going to be talking about is your game plan and how your guys play against the Colts. And, Woody, I am with you. All of a sudden, this has become...
Well, you're going to see what Mike McDaniel's made of, right? Like, he's had a long time to prepare for this game with the personnel that he has.
Yes.
This is the one, man, because if you can't go on the road and beat Indianapolis... I think you're going to have a real tough time with New England and Buffalo coming up right after that.
I think you just need, first of all, you get confidence with a win, but you need to put your absolute best game plans are already, I'm sure, working on them, have been working on them, trying to.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to beat that.
They got to have something for them, right?
That thing, they're still, that competition, that quarterback competition looks like.
Yeah, it's ugly.
It's going to go down to why you got to get after those guys. I agree. And that's really all that's going to matter here. Get a little confidence for going into your home opener back here.
Because no one respects this team right now, right?
No.
I mean, this is one of the most disrespected teams in the NFL.
And they see everything. I got to tell you, I've never seen in all my years doing this, the reaction, and I wasn't there, the reaction that came out of Detroit for that first practice and the way it spread when my buddy called me and said, hey, they're all laughing about how bad the Dolphins were in that practice on KNBR. And I went,
yeah,
really? He goes, yeah, I was thinking about you. Are you there? And I go, no, I wasn't there. But, you know, I know what everybody's saying about it. And then with that, they put all the St. Brown highlights, mm-hmm. right?
He got better the second day, though, at least, right?
No, I think, listen, you get beat like that, there's a little pride when everybody comes back.
Yeah.
And all the guys are sitting together in the hotel going, we got kicked around.
But none of it matters. Other thing, Joe, I will say is Mike's offense got very stale towards the middle to end of last season. He's got to come up with something big for this Indianapolis game because you're going to see what he's made of as a coach, as an offensive coach, right?
Hey, man.
He's got his thing. He's an offensive guru.
You are right. I mean, his biggest thing is not to say that everybody figured out my offense. His biggest thing is to get back and find a way to get Waddle and Hill back involved in this offense. And that doesn't
whining after game one about the two deep.
Yeah.
First of all, you'll go just bonkers.
That won't happen.
I think they're going to come up with something for that team. I really do.
You can't allow two deep to affect guys. It's just not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right. Hey, Woody, we got a lot more stuff to get to here, man. This morning, we just getting rolling here and kind of hitting every part of this thing, and with the Dolphins and Jacksonville this week, I believe one of the practices have been canceled for the fans. And they're designed and engineered to be the leader in quality and safety with aluminum frames, no rust. The aluminum frames, if you don't have aluminum frame with the heat and everything else, you don't have to worry about that. Man, they are just so cool. adjustable front seat, and their six-seat models. No one else offers that. Custom paint jobs before you buy it, after you find which one you want, they'll custom paint it, whether it's one of your team colors, one of your favorite teams. They got the sound bars, the LED lighting. Kliggy's carts are located in Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. I want you to call 877-Kliggy's or visit kliggyscarts.com. That's K-L-I-G-G-Y-S. Kliggy's, man, they are slashing prices. I just tell everybody, I don't care where you are in South Florida, if you're looking to get something that's just smoking hot, these Kliggy's carts, they got everything. You're going to be shocked. All the goodies on these carts are fantastic. Like I said, they're slashing prices. Kliggy's carts are just one of the coolest things, a digital dash. There's nothing like their carts. If you live anywhere in South Florida, you need to stop by their showroom. You really do. And take a test drive. You got to see them in person. You'll fall in love with Kliggy. Kliggy's will deliver for free anywhere in South Florida. Kliggy's carts, man, there's nothing like them in South Florida. You'll absolutely fall in love.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Joe, before we get back to the show here, I want to let you know, card and sports memorabilia collectors, we will be giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Hobby Card Show in Fort Lauderdale. It is this weekend, featuring 200 tables and autograph opportunities with Udonis Haslam, Andre Dawson, Jim Kelly, Brad Marchand, and more. Keep listening here. Joe will let you know how you can win. And if you don't win, you can go to thehobbycardshow.com and you can purchase your tickets.
Wow.
I know those are a few of your favorites in there.
Those, run that group one more time. You started with Udonis Haslam.
I got Haslam.
UD's doing great, by the way. Okay. Summer League basketball, doing all the ESPN stuff.
And Andre Dawson.
Hawk.
The Hawk.
Love Hawk.
Jim Kelly.
Jim.
I know you're a big fan.
Jim. Have dinner in a couple weeks.
I know.
What else?
How are those dinners? They're pretty cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Listen.
Can you give us a little, like, peek into what those are like?
So Jim Kelly, of course,
mm-hmm.
and Danny are close. Those two, actually, of that class, and John Elway's in there with them. They just don't see him because we don't play Denver very much. But he sees those guys very close. They've been through, you know, they've been together a long, long time, those two. And so they give each other a hard time. It's one of the most entertaining things of all time. Some of the most entertaining thing. Somehow, that game with no time left, and he drops back here in South Florida and runs it in. You remember? Runs mm-hmm. it in from, runs up the middle. They score and win the game. That game always gets brought up, not to mention everything
nice.
Else. Yeah.
Nice. So, so I'll have those tickets for you later. Thehobbycardshow.com. If you'd like to purchase and join us out there. I'm obviously going.
You said Marchand's there too.
Yeah. I think there's some other Panther stuff there too.
That's
as well,
great, man.
The weekend,
but, wow. That's
yeah,
that's fun group.
I'm looking forward to it.
I guess so.
that's a big event for me.
That's a big one for those guys to get.
The card community. And,
is that all the same day or is that over a weekend?
It's a weekend. It's a Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No reason to have everybody there at the same time.
No.
Split them up. Get them out.
It'll be, I'm guessing they'll get a good crowd out there, man.
Hey.
Things are going well in the hobby.
One of the cool things I saw over the weekend, I just saw Teddy Bridgewater and Tampa Bay playing at Pittsburgh. He threw a couple of touchdown passes. He just got there, throws a couple of touchdown passes. But Northwestern, who's got a great football team, by the way. I can't wait to see this Northwestern team play. And so before the game, they FaceTime. Teddy, coach goes, I got a surprise for you. Place goes nuts. Players go absolutely nuts as Teddy's talking to the team. I just thought that was was really cool. You know, one of those things, and you catch on social media. Hopefully that won't be some kind of penalty, right, and another suspension or anything from the Florida High School Athletic Association, and nobody will be upset about that. But I did want to bring that up. I thought that was a pretty cool moment. Hey, by the way, man, anybody with me? This is Ollie Gordon, the second, is getting better and better. Getting better and better. I can't figure out. It's a combination, and if you can help me. So Jalen Wright is the number two running back right now, right? And everybody's behind Devon Achane, who's a little nicked up, which means I'm guessing he will not play this week. So it gets down to Jalen Wright and Ollie Gordon, the second. Jalen Wright, he gets hit in the backfield, and it's not his fault. Seems like more than anybody we have. I felt that way even at times last year. And then when he runs, I don't know if it's bad luck, but I hear everybody say, well, Jalen Wright's had a real quiet camp, or Jalen Wright doesn't look like himself. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to say, and I don't see every practice. But I'll tell you what, Ollie Gordon, the second, is getting better and better and better. Big, strong guy. He's your biggest back you have, 225-pound back. Going to be interesting this week. I am – you know, we talk about open competition and young guys, and they've got some of the young guys from that draft class that are getting better and better. But the big thing is, folks, we got to figure out what's going on right now. How many cornerbacks do you trust to play in a regular season game? Not in practice, not in a joint practice. Down with the secondary and the head coach, they go evaluating every player, who's getting better, who's improved, who stayed healthy to show us. Because the big thing is, if you can't practice, then there's no evaluation, none. And that's been the case with Cam Smith, who was back and actually made a play in the game late, which I don't know how they feel about Cam Smith. To me, I mean, it can still be open because of players that just haven't been consistent, or guys that are injured. It just allows other guys another chance, or they just said, we've seen enough, or we're just going to have to play certain coverages and be smart, or they're going to go out and get some new bodies to play corner. Ethan Bonner was getting better and better. He pulls his hamstring. Now, Ethan Bonner might be the fastest corner we have out there. I don't know how bad the hamstring is. I have no idea, but had to leave the game. Gets a chance, gonna start, and gets hurt. So I don't know how long this holds him back. I think he's gonna definitely be in the mix. But the other guys coming off, and I get they just played against two really good wide receivers. Those two guys are really, really good. St. Brown. And by the way, St. Brown is not one of the fastest guys, but Jameson Williams can fly. The guy on the other side can get out, and if you have a bad step, he will run by you too. But you're going to face some of those guys this year. So how much trust do you have in the big picture when this thing starts, when you got to line up, and there's going to be a game plan, and they're going, we are going after those guys? Who do you have? How much can you cover up and not give up your defense by covering up other guys and trying to help guys? I mean, all these things come into play. And I got to tell you, man, for me, I haven't talked about it today. Actually, I haven't talked about it, and we're getting ready to go to break. This whole thing that's going on with Jack Jones right now, I don't trust him. He was in pretty good coverage on some of them. It's not like St. Brown was running by him by 8 yards every time. I just don't. And I also felt that the Lions got under his skin. Like, you've been around the league, and you let those guys get to you. They got into your head. Like, you know, you're already a knock on you, that you're not the most stable dude. And again, he's got all the talent in the world. I see it. I see him coming in and out of break, run. I see things. I see him at times. But there can't be a lot of trust. Maybe coaches have more trust than I do, just sitting here every morning talking about it. All right. We got a lot more. We got Woody and Alan. We're going to have Woody's stuff coming up here, and then we'll have Alan Poupart join us. We'll talk to him about it, find out how he's feeling about everything after a week. And down the stretch we go, man. 1 week with Jacksonville, final cuts, a little bit of time off, and then we are off to the opener against the Colts. Getting off to a great start and going 1-0 is probably more important than I can remember the importance of winning this opening game, considering all of last year and everything. Beating the Colts in that opener on the road really sets you up for the year. I think it's that important. I know you play 17. It's not one game season, but man, getting off to a good start indoors where you ought to have a big advantage, especially in the pass game. My God, that's a big one. Hey, tell you what else is big every day, and that's talking about my good friends. Boy, and the work they do at Baptist Health South Florida. Good friends because, man, I'm hurt all the damn time and always over there. It's one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, well, they enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU, FIU, FAU. You can go on and on. Anything with the U's, man, a lot of them are using Baptist Health South Florida. Listen, they put together a team of top specialists, great surgeons for your knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. We're talking about top-notch doctors recruited from all over the country to come here and take care of not only our high school, college, and professional athletes, but all of us. That's the great news with three great facilities that I talk about to make it one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Man, when you look at where you go, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. What a nice place that is. And 595 in Pine Island, in Plantation, right off of 595, by the way. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Hey, one goal every day. One goal every day is about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Oh, it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here today? You got some good stuff, actually, man.
Well, we'll try, Joe, here. We got the little bit of a mishap here, a broadcast mishap from a preseason game. This is the Denver Broncos.
So glad that didn't happen to us.
Well, look, you guys have a lot of time to kill during these broadcasts, right? Yeah. The games are not particularly entertaining, and there's a lot of banter that goes on. So I'm guessing your production team, Joe, sets up some banter and stuff, right, for you guys to...
Topics to hit, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So they had this one during the Broncos game here, and we'll give you the quote afterwards here, but they flashed this on the screen and started talking about it.
There's no doubt about that.
You'd be fun to hang out with. And here's, everybody gave Sean Payton some grief for saying he wants to win a Super Bowl. How about this? He got one of the best defensive ends saying Broncos have a real chance at the Super Bowl. So don't get mad at him, too.
Wow. But this is now something we've heard echoed, though, from Drake Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga. They said, I wanted to come here because of the defense and because Bo Nix, they had a young
the head coach and the ownership.
All right, so while they're talking about that, there's a quote up on the screen that says has Micah Parsons. It has a big picture of him, and it says we have this, by the way. Jamie's able to put this up on the video stream, so if you want to see what this looked like here, he says, my dream destination, Denver. I would love to play for the Broncos. They already got the best defense in the league, and they have a real chance at a Super Bowl. And obviously, Micah Parsons did not say any of those things. That was a fake quote from Twitter. That's tough, man. That's tough. A lot of us get caught with those, but when it makes it to television, that's pretty good.
They got him. Those guys, man, he'd be a perfect fit. Yeah, everybody wants to come. Oh, my God, you heard it. Boy, what upgrade he'd be.
You got to check this stuff, though, man. It came from a fake The Draft Network account here. It only had 1,000 followers. The unverified account, it said, later referred to the Parsons post as bait. And, yes, yeah, somebody took it.
Somebody got hooked.
Yep. All right. Another thing, Joe, so we're going to be able to do this. We're putting the video up on the stream here. If you want to see, there was a huge brawl at the Jaguars-Saints preseason game. We're in.
Right there.
Ooh!
Run that hoe.
Get that bitch.
Run that hoe. What's up,
Dan? Yep. Ooh!
What's up, Dan? Here you are, don't give a fuck. Oh, you got a shit right now.
What the fuck, man?
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Oh! Shit.
Yeah,
yeah. But the preseason fighting, man. Pretty impressive stuff.
You get emotional during the season, but preseason?
I know.
You got upset preseason?
Yeah.
They get arrested or they just.
I have no idea. They figure get arrested anymore at these things, man. I don't know. I guess if you hurt someone, I don't know.
When you get up the next day, you ever go, what was I doing?
Yeah. Well, if you wake up in jail, I guess.
What was I thinking? Somebody said it's an average. I don't know if it's true. When you get arrested in one of those games and they take you down, like you got to get attorney by and all the stuff. And it's not a big, but it costs like $1,500, somebody said.
Well, I think more than that. If you get charged with assault or something.
Well, no, if it goes, but if, you know, you're just drunk and stupid and nobody files charges. And,
yeah. I just don't get it. But anyway.
It's crazy.
All right, our final one here, Joe. We have a mansion on Miami Beach that is up for sale here. It's going to go for $15.8 million, and it belongs to Hassan Whiteside. Remember him?
Yeah.
He's finally selling his Miami Beach mansion here, Joe.
You know what I always think of with Hassan Whiteside? And he had some big, fat triple-doubles, right? He did. He had some fat ones. With blocks. Yeah, he actually did it with blocks. It was the third one. Thank you. And I was thinking about, we paid him instead of D Wade. Remember that? That was all. Wasn't that the whole thing? The drama was like, wait a sec. D Wade's going,
yes,
you're taking care of that guy. And I'm not sure Spo was ever sold on him because he was apparently wasn't crazy about his effort all the time.
No. Anyway, Joe, his house has 5 bedrooms, 7.5 bathrooms, movie theater, top of the line appliances, 3 jet ski slips, 45-foot dock.
Well, what'd he make on that? I'm not surprised by it. What'd he make? He got $90
million.
Over
$100 million dollars he made, I believe.
Damn. Yeah, you can buy things like that for that then.
Well, he might be out of that money.
Well, he's going, you know, this money, now I can't, I don't want to. What a toy, though.
Maybe he's downsizing.
What a toy for a young man. Wow, does that sound nice?
Yeah, not bad, right?
All right, Woody.
Anyway, Joe, if you're interested, $15.8 million is the asking price.
Sounds good, Wood. Sounds good, and thank you. Hey, by the way, Alan Poupart, publisher of Miami Dolphins on SI, host of the All Dolphins podcast, going to join us coming up. We'll talk more, get into some different topics, a lot of things going on with the Miami Dolphins. Down the stretch we go. Final week of the preseason, Jacksonville week with a practice, joint practice, and, of course, the preseason game Saturday night, and then we'll get the cuts going. And I put the 53, and then it'll be time to talk about the Colts. Right now, I want to talk to you about something else that men go through. It's just a fact. Whether you like it or not, every man will be hit with low T and ED where it affects you. It starts to affect you. Maybe at first you're going, all right, it's not that bad. I can live with this. But all of a sudden, you lose your energy level. You feel like you're in a fog all the time. You're tired all the time. You're just snappy. Everybody's going, what is your problem, man? And then on top of it, usually when low T, you get ED and your sex drive is hit and miss, then it's just gone. Whew. Boy, that's a rough one when it's gone. Oh, Lord, was that a rough time. I got to tell you, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I got great results, and I want to share it with all of you. I want to let you know that it's going to happen to every man out there. Whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, it's going to happen. Half the men in their 50s are dealing with low T and ED right now. If you're going through it, there's two things you can do. Continue. And by the way, when you're not active, you know what happens. You gain weight. There's not anybody out there. If you're not staying active and you're not active like you used to be and you're trying to figure out where this 20 or 25 pounds came from, it's all connected, man. That's why I want to tell you Atlantic Men's Clinic works. It works. And I'm telling you right now, I got great results and I know you will too. The T, the PSA test, you meet with their professional staff and you get great results. They put together a program for you to get great results. They police your program so they make sure you get the best results. Seven locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new location in Hollywood. Hey, they're all great places to go. The people in there are professional. It's private if you're worried about that, which I'm not. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It's important, man. Tell them Joe Rose sent you. Say, has Joe Rose really come here? Okay, if he does, I want to get on the program he's on. Atlantic Men's Clinic's going to work for you. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.